Holyoke, Massachusetts Mayor Alex Morris was back in the paper city last night to concede after his bid to unseat Congressman Richard Neal in the 1st House District fell short. Neal, who is running for his 17th term, defeated the 31-year-old progressive about 58% to 41%. Morris ran on a pro-Medicare for All, pro-Green New Deal platform and rejected corporate PAC money to highlight Neal's vast corporate donor base. He conceded before supporters in downtown Holyoke.
This election was really about the future of the Democratic Party, the future of this region, and what kind of party and country we want to be. And too often, as Democrats, we point fingers at Republicans and think that they're the only party guilty of being bought and paid for by corporations.
Neal led Congress in corporate donations in 2019, and his campaign relied on PAC contributions for over 60% of its fundraising in this election cycle. Speaking to reporters after his concession speech, Morris did not rule out a 2022 run. He noted that fellow progressives Cori Bush and Marie Newman lost their respective primary bids in 2018 before triumphing this year.
I think it was President Barack Obama himself that lost one of his first elections in Illinois. And so certainly nothing is off the table. I'm just as committed to the work and the values that we fought for over the last 14 months. And sometimes the first time around, you don't win. But in many ways, we did. Because this congressman spent millions and millions of dollars. I think it was the first time in decades that he has had a challenge this serious. And if anything became clear over the last 14 months is that the people of this district want better representation, want better leadership.
As of mid-August, Neal's campaign had outspent Morse $4.2 million to just over $1 million. The mayor was unable to secure his own city in the contest, losing Holyoke by around 400 votes, 4,366 to 3,940. He carried Berkshire communities like Great Barrington, Sheffield, and Otis while losing in Pittsfield and North Adams. Morse blamed big money and the impact of an August attempt by members of the College Democrats of Massachusetts to accuse him of sexual misconduct, an effort he's called homophobic and politically motivated.
This dropped, right before early voting started. And it goes to the very top of the Democratic Party, Democratic Party leadership. This corporate PAC, labor-backed group, the American Working Families, literally pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into ads. Over the weekend, we saw their PAC release an ad that had, details of my personal life. And they made a statement on Saturday morning that they took the ad down. The ad never went down. They think the people of this district are fools. This is how they work to hold on to power.
While Neal has denied any connection to the allegations, Moore said the congressman relied on them to cover up the lack of a campaign plan.
His plan in many ways was to orchestrate, along with other partners, a political attack in the final stretch that caused some voters some pause.
While specific accounts of misconduct never emerged, evidence of an effort to entrap Morse was reported by The Intercept. UMass Amherst says it will investigate Morse's behavior while teaching at the college between 2014 and 2019. Morse has acknowledged that he has had relationships with undergraduates, but defended them as consensual. Members of the Democratic State Committee have called for an investigation into party involvement in the situation. Morse acknowledged that the incident led to an expanded national profile and increased fundraising for his campaign, but that it was ultimately a blow.
Elections here in the district aren't won nationally. They're won here on the ground. And while there were national publications that, actually did their due diligence and really reported on the facts of the matter, that necessarily wasn't the case here on the ground in Western Massachusetts in the district. And so when I say that, what I say is that those people involved knew exactly what they were doing and the impact it would have.
Neal does not face a Republican in the general election. Reporting from Holyoke, Josh Landes, WAMC News.